Sarah Gemm.
Good morning.
And Amy Bailey. This is one of my favorite interviews of the year.
Thank you. Thanks. We're happy to be here.
The Great American Cleanup.
It's a good thing.
Beautiful. Babies.
Babies.
Sarah brought her baby, and I suppose we should tune it down a little bit because he's sleeping.
I don't know. No. He sleeps through me talking all the time.
He's used to her jabbering.
If he can sleep through that. Last year, when we did this interview, we broke the news.
That's right.
Oh,
yes, it was. That was so fun. That was actually one of my most favorite radio experiences I've ever had.
When was the delivery? How old is he now and the name?
He was born on his due date, which was cool. My husband said it was going to be a boy and that he was going to be born on his due date. And he was actually right. So, like, I'll give some credit to my husband for that one. He was born on August 25th. His name is Augustine. We call him Augie for short. And he's a super cool kid. And he's a little over 7 months old right now. Rolling around, laughing, just the light of her life.
Yeah, he's really super cute.
He's really special.
And Christy's watching him right now, which is, we are the home team for that as well.
Home team for babies during interviews.
How are all the little Baileys?
Oh, they are fantastic. They are keeping us on our toes. And, you know, it's hard to go to bed without a bruise or a new little owie somewhere, especially with all the rough housing they do. And Jesse is the leader of the pack there. So I just walk away because I get a little nervous.
Who's on your family Band-Aids? It's not just plain Band-Aids. There's got to be characters on there.
Oh, no, we can't. No, we go through so many Band-Aids. We are the cheapest Band-Aids on the
We know Sarah is the director of Keep Yankton Beautiful. Amy, you're on the board, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in because the Great American Cleanup is this month. Sarah, when?
What do we need to know? April 26th. It's always the last Saturday of the month. Rain or sun or shine or snow. We've had it all. We've had some doozy weather. And we've been sitting out there getting sleeted on, eating our donuts, drinking our coffee, crying a little bit, being really sad because it's so cold. But I am optimistic that we will have better weather.
We're going to have amazing
weather.
We're
going to have the best. It's going to be the greatest weather ever.
And it is the greatest.
It's going to be the greatest. So this year, for some reason, I don't know, Keep America Beautiful, our mother affiliate, has labeled this not just the Great American Cleanup. This is the greatest American Cleanup.
Watch yourself.
And so help us. Help us out. We need your help to make it the greatest American Cleanup.
Okay,
and
we're going to want you to bring it down just a notch.
I'm turning it down. I'm just really
too
excited.
Loud?
I'm just, this is, the baby woke up across the entire office. He woke up. No, I'm just kidding.
What happens to your energy level throughout the day?
I don't know.
Yeah, when does it peak?
You've seen me like different times of the day.
Yeah, it's always high. Always.
Always like this. Okay.
I have a zest for life,
yeah.
You know, and it just infuses me. Anyway, no, the Great American Cleanup, we try to make it so easy for you to participate. We really do. We have all the supplies to hand out to you. All you got to do is show up on Saturday morning, April 26th. We will have donuts. We will have coffee. So you don't even need to feed yourself breakfast before you come because we got that covered. Just wear sturdy shoes. We will give you gloves. If you have your own gloves that you want to bring, great. We're all about reusing. We will hand out route maps that fit your preferences. So if you have younger kids, we will do our best to try to give you a route that's safe for young kids. If you want like a super gnarly workout route, we will give you the dirtiest place in town and God be with you. You know, so we're going to try to just give you the best experience that you can possibly have. When you're done picking up your litter, you don't even have to like dispose of it. You just leave it on the side of the road in a prominent place. We have board members that pick it up and dispose of it. So we just try to make it super user friendly because we want you to feel comfortable participating. We want you to bring your grandkids. We want you to bring your siblings, your cousins, your grandpa. It's for every age. There is no limit to who can participate in the Great American Cleanup.
Amy, I'm not so sure we even needed you to come in.
I'm just here for the entertainment factor. Yeah. I'm over here giggling.
So you're on the board. You're representing with your t-shirt. I bet you've been on the walk yourself, though.
A few times. Yeah. I usually try to help with the routes. So we've gone out, you know, a few days ahead of time. We do a little litter index and we see where are the bad spots so that we can really make the best use of people's time when they volunteer. And so I've had a heavy hand in the routes before. But yes, they're taking pictures, of course. Mm-hmm. Always got to take my pictures. And cheering people on.
Yes.
Are people signing up already?
Yes, they are. Sarah says yes.
I send out some press releases to some of our teams that have participated over the years. And, you know, it's just fun because as this goes on, there are certain groups that have done this year after year after year, and they've kind of developed a route that they love. Like, one group loves the route just west of the post office. And it's fun because
that's a
tough one. And they have found some real treasures while cleaning that area up. And so they've specifically requested, like, please, we love this route. It's very fun. It's very memorable for us. I will just disclaimer, there's a lot of booze bottles that they've picked up there. So they count how many of each booze. They keep like this tally of how many bottles that they've picked up out of there. But I'm proud that they're excited to get out there and help us clean it up. And so it's just great that we have these people that are dedicated to this cause.
They probably find some golf balls out there west of the post office too.
Golf balls, a stroller. I mean, you know, there's just no limit to the stuff that we sometimes find, which, you know, is a reminder to us all to try to be vigilant about the way we dispose of things. And I think a lot of the time there are other culprits out there besides our own laziness or bad habits. The wind is a real doozy. You see that at building sites, you know, blowing all the debris around, and that's really out of their control. And sometimes, you know, it just comes down to you're actually driving a bunch of stuff to the dump and it blows out, and, you know, just being vigilant about some of our small practices to try to cut down on that litter in the first place. But, you know, it does exist. There are 152 pieces of litter out there for every American walking around right now, according to the Keep America Beautiful Litter Study. So if you want to have a little workout on Saturday, April 26th, and volunteer, this is
and
your
feel
opportunity.
Really good about yourself.
Feel so good. You don't have to choose between the two. You can do both.
All right, we're going to give Sarah a breather, which she doesn't even need, I don't think. But Amy, how about other people that are serving on the board besides yourself? Who else is there? Put you to the test here.
Thanks. We have an amazing board and some longtime board members, which really add a lot of stability to our organization, and they're amazing. So we have Tom Nelson. He's been around forever, and he's so, so, so great. Lisa Corton from the city, Al Colliner, Kate Schramm, Nikki Provacek, Jess Anderson, Cindy Phillips, Gavin Zimmerman, Jackie Potts. Did I say Jackie? I think I got them all.
And you.
Did I pass the test?
And you.
And me. Yeah. And our little youngins, you know.
And Sarah, I'm sure you appreciate very much these people and what they do.
Endlessly. Honestly, when we have our board meetings, it's just like it's just a giggle fest.
Oh,
we're
my
just like
goodness.
This
goofy, I can't imagine.
Goofy
I can't.
Family that just like loves each other.
It's really hard for me to imagine that.
It's hilarious. Sometimes I'll just look over at Sarah and I'm like, is this really real life? Is this happening?
Also, for people who are looking to get on a fun board, this would be a good place
to
start.
You know,
awesome.
We are actually looking for some fresh faces. You know, as much as we love everyone on the board, we could use a few more hands on our board. And it's a pretty minimal commitment. We meet the second Tuesday of every month and we like each other.
Yeah.
And we're
it's
pretty
so
easy
fun.
Going. So
let's wrap it up with how to sign up for the Great American Cleanup.
Well, you can sign up or you can just show up. You can sign up by emailing info@keepyangtonbeautiful.org or just show up the morning of April 26th. That's a Saturday, 9 a.m. Can't wait to see your face.
Amy, Sarah, thanks so much for coming in. Really appreciate you guys.
Thanks for having us.